Hey, guess what? Yeah, we're back. Hi, welcome. It's Reality's Mayberry, the podcast that goes where it wants, when it wants. And I'm Brian Noonan. That, of course, is my lovely and talented co-host. And I don't mean that to body shame you in any way or make you feel less than. That's Cody Goff. Hi, Cody.
Hi. Brian just got off 9 hours of radio, and I think he is just ready to come out the gate. So it's going to be a show.
Ready to go, baby. I'm always ready to go.
He has multiple topics. He went to a beer fest and probably has some good recommendations for some beverages we can partake in. I guess Gidget got sick. That's sad. We'll learn about that. That's a dog, by the way. First time listener, long time callers. And Brian's going to be near the GOP. Will knife fights happen or what? Probably. We'll preview that. Meanwhile, I have things to talk about.
Yes.
Big things. I got a brand new car.
Wow. From The Price is Right?
Yeah, actually.
Nice.
Weirdly. In fact, we got two vehicles this week.
What?
Yeah, I know. We just got one 15 minutes ago. Let's hot off the press. And and I have a conundrum that I don't think we'll have. Man, like this, I have a great segment that could probably go like a long time, but we'll talk about some dietary decisions in my household.
Oh no.
And what
I hope it's not veganism.
No, God, no. I didn't say I was getting divorced. I said there are some dietary decisions being made. So, lot to get to.
I just realized I have really bad headphone hair.
Really?
Because I had my big radio cans on before.
So, wait, if you podcast with me with earbuds, why do you need to have the cans for radio?
Because these earbuds, I can't hear myself talk.
Like
I wear, I can hear you with my headphones, with my big broadcast cans. I can hear my dulcet tones pulsing through my head.
Yeah.
So that's why I switch out.
All right. Well, yeah, for the 5 second, 30 minute check-in, I am tired though. I'm doing better. First of all, I'm working too much and too hard. I am currently outside of my day job producing two podcasts that will be launched in September that I will talk about at those times. Two different ones. One I'm hosting. So I've been prepping interviews. Brian helped me with some interview prep, which I very much appreciate.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
For those who don't know, he makes it look easy, but Brian is a very good interviewer. Like seriously. So, that was helpful advice. And you know, on top of that, I'm trying to still go to the gym. I've got other projects at home. But the other thing, like there were like four nights last week. I think after my kids went to bed, I worked until between midnight and 1 a.m. And then
good Lord.
And then my son has just decided that 5:30 to 6 is his wake up time. And his wake up time entails coming into our bedroom and sometimes just saying it's daytime and opening our blinds or standing on a chair and turning on our lights. So
it's daytime.
Yeah.
Get up. Is your son a farmer?
He's
up with the dawn to get his work done.
Then Friday, I had to drive to get my daughter picked up from preschool early because she had a fever, which was sad. She's fine. She's fine, but she got basically the whole family sick. So there's that on top of it.
Typhoid infant Mary.
Yeah, it's been, you know, last night I just got home. I just passed out at like 10 o'clock. So, you know, I'm on the upswing, I think, from all of it. But I picked up these really nice beers from Revolution. Their summer Deepwoods release. I got like four new beers and I've only tried one of them because I've been sick. And I don't want to drink a heavy beer if I'm sick. Like I would love to be drinking a beer on this show right now, but no. So. Anyway, woe is me. My life is so hard, blah, blah, blah. How are you, Brian? And Zach in the chat.
Zach
saying,
is right. See, I told you. I mentioned this to you before.
You did. We were talking. I guess my video is all messed up on Restream if you're watching. It's fine on my end, and my internet's crazy fast. So I don't know what the deal
is. It looks fine. Who knows? But you can hear us. If you can hear, close your eyes. Pretend it's a podcast because it's a podcast.
Yes.
Or jump it. Tomorrow it'll be posted. And if it's uncomfortable to look at tonight, I understand. And it's like watching Clutch Cargo or something. But you can always listen. I am fine. As you mentioned, I just got off the air. So that's why we were starting this later than usual, because the radio schedule is weird, but great. So it was, you know, got off the air at 9 and feeling good. Just wolfed down a leftover bratwurst in the 5 minutes between punching out and punching back in. So very exciting. Very good time. A lot going on. Nothing's going on. A lot's going on. I'm not working as much as you. Sometimes it feels like I've got, you know, between the events that I host and the radio and a lot, but it's great. Today I'm in a pretty good mood, only because I'm, you know, probably exhausted. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's my check-in actually went pretty quick this week, and it's not fueled by anger and rage. That'll come later, I'm sure. But, you know, because now I got to hear, I don't know why you're becoming Jay Leno, because I saw you the other day and you had a new car and you had been telling us that you had been looking at, a hybrid. So you got one car. Now you got another car. How many cars do you need?
I didn't say car. I said vehicle.
Oh, a vehicle. Oh, did you get a Harley? Would you get one of those slingshot, the three-wheel, motorcycles?
Nah. No, I got a used car, a nice Toyota RAV4 hybrid XLE Premium.
Wow. Do you know what any of those letters mean?
I don't know what premium means. It means like a JBL speaker system. Let's go.
Wow.
Dude.
What was the first thing that you cranked on your new system?
You know, I just had like Spotify Shuffle. I don't think I picked a specific song. But I vividly remember as I pulled onto the main street off my home address, AC/DC Thunderstruck came on.
Nice. That's a good one to crank.
Oh, my God. So when I rolled onto my street up to my driveway, my wife was just getting out of the car with the kids. And she's like, I could hear you from like a block away.
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, no, it is I don't know. Have you driven hybrids before?
I have not. I've been in a hybrid. Is yours one of the ones that like shuts down at a stoplight?
No.
Thank God.
I know, right? So like I'm not a car guy, as evidenced by I didn't know the color of my old car.
This kinda one is easy. What color is your new car?
Well, I think it's off black, wouldn't you say?
No, I would have just stuck with black. But if you want to go off black, like a heather black?
It might be diamond black.
Okay.
There's some sparkles in the paint there. Maybe it's stellar black. I'm not sure.
Could be. It looks nice. Whatever color it is, it's black-ish.
It's some shade of black.
Yes, it's a shade of black.
So I'm not a car guy, but this car, and it's newer too. It's a couple years old,
yeah.
Right? But it picks up. It's smooth. It kicks. I don't know what is happening with the hybrid thing. It just feels like a really great car. Man, I love it. I love it.
Heated seats. You were debating heated seats. Did you get heated seats?
Heated seats is the specific criteria I used to search for it. Heated. I guess all the nice cars now also have heated steering wheels.
Wow, you are a bougie mother,
dude. There were models that had the heat. There were several models that had the heated steering wheel, but not the heated seats. Like this
That's
is the
dumb.
New. It's the new basic thing. Is like the steering wheel. Wow, I guess.
The heated steering wheel. Mm-hmm. I have not graduated to that level of auto yet. I do enjoy the heated seats.
It's got heated rear view mirrors.
Ooh.
It's just automatically heat up in the winter.
Sure, why not? Of course. You want to be able to look out. You don't want to scrape those.
Yeah, no. No.
It's fantastic.
No, it's tricky.
Now, is the old one the wife's and the new one yours?
No.
There has to be a delineation.
Here's the thing. I work from home and she doesn't. She works 30 minutes away. So we have one hybrid and one gas-powered car. Guess who's taking that hybrid with the kids to daycare, which is right next to where she works.
Your tree hugger wife.
Yeah. But I still get to enjoy it because the passenger seat can go back way farther with the car seats in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, the problem with my car, we have a Subaru Outback as the other car. Problem with the Outback is with the baby seat in, you can't push back the front seat all the way. And I'm 6'4", so right. I can't stretch out. I'm all crunched. But well, with the RAV4, with the RAV4 hybrid, you can put in the seat, back up the seat a bunch, like almost all the way in the front. And so I'll be able to actually stretch out. So, you know, an hour long trip to Rockford, even if she drives, I'm in way better shape. So I'll get to enjoy it.
Now you need two car seats. How is that? Does the layout of the car seat determine who has more leg room in the front seats?
A little, but not too much.
All right. Well, that congratulations. That's very exciting.
No, thank you. I'm very hype about it. Marta in the chat saying, so it's black with road dust on it. Yes, I do know that black is just attracts dust all the
time. It's all right. Black car, dark cars are the best. White cars are for saps.
You have a black car.
No, my car is navy blue. My car is blue, is not a shade of black.
Okay.
And I had a dark gray car, which people always thought was black, but it was actually gray. No, my car is navy blue, but it is dark, dark car. Dark car has an elegant feel to it. Like your other one was a kind of a metallic blue, which was a nice color. Mm-hmm. You know, still on the dark, you know, any beige and white. If you drive a beige or a white car, I judge you and I judge you poorly.
Wow.
Yep.
White, huh?
Hate white car. Won't even take a rental car that's white. If I go out to the spot and it's a white car, I go back. And I say, yep. I've done it a bunch of times. I go, I'm sorry, I need a different car. They go, why? I said, I can't drive a white car.
That's racist.
Right. But I'm part of the community then, because then the people go, you know what? We hate white cars too. And I say, solidarity. And then they give me, you know, any other color. It could be fluorescent green. I don't care. It could be, you know, rose colored. It could be taupe. No, not taupe. Taupe is beige. I don't want that.
Now, did they give you a free upgrade when you then say Wakanda forever?
No, but they will always make sure I have heated seats because they know daddy's dumplings need to be warm before he can enjoy them.
Wow. That's graphic.
Is it graphic or is it so obscure that people go, did he just, yeah, he did say it. What? He needs his ass hot. What? I don't understand it.
That's weird. Oh boy. So real quick.
Sorry.
I feel like I didn't get bent over by the dealership. So I should give a shout out to McGrath City Hyundai, which is like two blocks from your house.
Yeah. That's where I take my car for service.
Yeah. I literally got it there.
And you didn't call. You were literally three blocks from my house.
We drove by the chocolate factory, like straight up.
You drove past my house.
My daughter had a fever.
Oh,
I didn't want to get you sick.
Did her head feel like two balloons?
No, right. We joked about it. It was funny because it's like, this is weird. We're right next to Brian, but no, we have a daughter with
you couldn't have been closer to my house if you were in my yard.
Dude, I know.
I'm surprised your son didn't go, aren't we going to Brian's house? It's right there.
He did ask about you, actually.
He probably saw me cutting the grass. Hey, there's dude. Brian.
Yeah, we were close. But we were all sick and miserable and just wanted to get a car and go. So, yeah. But you know what? But there's a gouge scratch on the hood.
Oh, no.
As soon as I walked in, I was like, what is this? And I was like, all right. In the negotiation, I'm like, you got to fix this. And they're like, okay. I got to take it back to get service. So I'll swing by that time. But I want to give him a shout out because we've talked about the car buying process and how it's kind of a pain. I want to say, right. Okay. There's like, you know, they throw in the like $2,600 in dealer servicing or whatever they do to it.
Okay.
You know, the opaque package. They're like, oh, we coated the seats with the magic glitter that makes you 3 pounds lighter. And we put a little extra carburetor on the.
Wow. An extra carburetor, you say?
Yeah. I don't know what. Is that a thing? Cars
don't have carburetors anymore.
All right. Well, I got an extra one.
That's good. You never know when they might come back in fashion.
Right. I got a couple of catalytic, you know, converter jetpacks in the back in case of an emergency and six tires.
Are you driving the car that Homer designed?
I am.
All right.
I am. Homer from the guy that wrote the Odyssey, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's got a big monster on the front and it's spears. A lot of spears.
Well, it's chariot-like.
Okay.
It's like, I think hybrid chariots are going to make a comeback.
They are, especially if Homer or one of the people in that age needed warm buns on a cold winter morning.
That's what Apollo was for.
For heating their buns?
He's the god of the sun. So
did you see this car online? How did you end up at my house buying a car?
Oh, God, yeah. No, I went to cars.com and Carvana, searched for RAV4 hybrid under $40,000, because God.
With a gouge in the hood.
Right. under 40 or 50,000, I think under 50,000 miles.
Okay.
2020 or later, because they changed the engine then and fuel efficiency like doubled after 2019. Nice. Yeah. And then heated seats.
Perfect.
And within 50 miles. And literally, I just took like the three lowest prices. I looked. This was the cheapest one with good mileage. And then there's one other one, like $200 more, that would have been Toyota certified.
Oh.
Which would have been cool, but it wasn't a premium. And okay. Like, you don't have time. You don't have time to spend 2 hours at every dealership.
No. And you want to rock. So, you knew you wanted those speakers, that JBL sound system.
Yeah.
To kick it.
I wanted to talk about, I should tie this back to like, why should the listener care about any of this? I actually had what I think was an interesting insight. Like, so I haggled them down a bit. They got the $2,600 package, and then they got like an $800 anti-theft. Like if your car gets stolen, you get $5,000. I'm like, I'm in like the safest part of the suburbs. This is not going to happen. I'm not going to pay $800 for it. Right. So, you know, it goes back, checks with the manager, comes back, gets me a lower interest rate than the credit union quoted me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's nice.
By a bit. And then he knocked a bunch off the MSRP and he's like, my manager won't let you get rid of the anti-theft thing or the, you know, we can't do anything about the dealer. You know, the $2,600 dealer stuff. I'm like,
of course not, because that's their money.
Right.
I'm like, that's their money you're messing with.
I'm like, that's fair. So I wanted to come down, but I wanted to come down. And then I'm like I sat there and he was like, this is the lowest we can go. I wanted him $750 cheaper. And I'm like, this is my line. And he's like, this is what my manager says the line is. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, you're making this so hard on me.
I got a sick daughter here. My buddy lives three blocks away. I'm going to blow him off. There's a lot going on here today.
No, I was solo for this, for the
buying. Okay. Oh, good. All right.
No. So I'm sitting there and the manager comes over and he goes, and he was annoyed. And he's like, if I knock down 250, can we just wrap this up and get out of here?
Listen, you're a pain in the ass, sir. Take 250 off if you go away.
Here's my question, Brian. I go, yeah. So I paid 500 more than I wanted.
Okay.
On a tens of thousands of dollars vehicle, right? Like right. Perspective.
Right.
Makes the monthly payment an extra dollar. Okay. But I feel like I was in some kind of like psychology experiment. Like, Do you think that really the 250 was not a big deal? They could have gone down like 3,000 and they just made it feel like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I got played. I didn't feel like I got played, but looking back, because you know, they're so dishonest at these places. Was I tricked?
I think no matter, because you like the car. I saw it. It's a very nice car. You didn't pay, in the scheme of things, a lot over what you wanted. But there's no way you can't feel played. No matter, even if you had paid $2 less than your line, you still would have gone, well, damn, if they let me go $2 less, they would have let me go $200 less. So there's never a time, I don't believe, that I've bought a car where at some point I didn't feel, you know, like I had gotten a bad deal, even though I'm, you know, you're really happy. That's all. It's at some point you go, okay, this was it. Maybe they sensed something in you that you were done too. And they were like, all right, this guy, if we give him a little, he'll go. He's right on. He wants this car. They knew you wanted the car. That's their business. And they're like, okay, he's not going to go for this. Let's throw him a taste and see if that's enough. You know, if he's asking for this, we'll give him a third. And a third might be enough. You know, maybe you could, the best I think it sounds like you could have done is maybe go, why don't we meet in the middle? You want 750, you know, I want, you know, I want 750 off. You want to give me 250 off. Let's go 375 and call it even.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Or they might have just gone, I doubt they'd tell you to take a hike. But if they had said no and you got up, that's when you would have known for sure.
Right. See, that's what Marta said. She said, next time you're in a situation like that, that's when you gather your stuff and stand up. And the thing, like, when we first looked at a RAV4 hybrid, when I realized it didn't have power seats, womp, womp. What am I, a filthy poor?
Oh, does this one have power?
Oh, dude, it has power seats and lumbar support.
Oh, yeah. Now you're not a poor. Now you're rolling in style. So who cares if you paid $500 more?
That's what I'm saying. But that first dealership, when I legit wasn't interested and I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I got up. The guy was literally like, what price do you need? Like, he would have given me $5,000 off, I bet.
Yeah.
He just wanted to move that car. So
once they see that you're willing to walk and not just haggle, because everybody's going to haggle a little. Some people are better at it than others. I'm horrible at doing it. But, you know, once they see you're willing to walk, then they know they've either got to step up or you're gone and you'll buy a car somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cars out there.
I don't feel bad. I didn't feel ripped off. Best part was
ripped off. You got a nice car.
Thank you. Best part was when I walked out to the finance guy. So, pro tip, show up an hour before they close. They closed at 8. I was there. I showed up a little after 7. I was there till 9:45.
And they're ready to get you out the door. No wonder he was like, can we just get this over with and go home? Because my hot girlfriend is waiting with a pizza and a bottle of Burgundy, and I got to go.
Unless he's making a lot of money on commission, this guy does not have a hot girlfriend.
Well, hot is relative. To him, it might be a hot girlfriend.
All right,
he loves her. Why body shame her? She's okay.
Dude, highlight was walking back to the finance guy, and that's where they try to upsell you all the warranties and crap. God. And I sit down, and he goes, so do you want me to talk through all the warranty stuff, or do you just want to skip that part? I go, I mean, I wouldn't mind skipping it. He goes, great. And we just...
Great.
All of it. No add-ons, no sales pitch. He literally was just like, cool, sign these and we're done.
He didn't tell you the tree sap was going to eat away at your finish?
He did not even attempt it. Amazing. He was great. So yeah. No,
you
know,
if you wear jeans, that rubs on that leather. That's going to really screw you up.
Oh man. It was overall, I think, a good experience. It was a better car buying experience than the last couple times I went to a dealership. I mean, you always learn, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I know one of these days, one of us is going to have to get another new car. And I'm like, oh, God, please. I just want mine to last until I die. That way I don't have to mess with it. Because I like my car. I don't have to, you know. I don't want, if I don't have to, I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you got it. That's exciting. And I'm glad in the winter, somebody's butt's going to be warm, yours or your wife's, maybe the kids. Are the back seats heated too?
No.
Oh.
They need to sit in the seats. They're in car seats.
I know, but, you know, one day they won't be. Then they'll feel like pores. Well, you got your heated steering wheel, your heated seats. You got an espresso machine up there. Your JBL is kicking. Your navigation system is showing you where to go. And there's your kids sitting back there all bundled up in blankets. Steam coming out of their poor little frozen mouths because they look like, you know, orphans from Oliver Twist wanting some porridge while you and your wife are up there sitting in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt because it's so warm in that part of the car. And then the pores are back in steerage. Unbelievable.
For the back seat, I got the giant Jenga add-on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. I stand corrected.
and water polo.
Wow. Where's this horse going to fit? Good about it.
See what you did there.
Yeah, they took polo. Crazy. I'm insane.
A couple friends dropped off a motorcycle tonight for my
wife. What? Hold on. Stop. Is this the new vehicle?
Yes.
What does your wife need a motorcycle for? Last year she was a lumberjack. What's going on with her?
It's a scooter. It's like it's a Yamaha 125cc.
Okay. Why?
Because some in-laws were selling it. They hadn't used it in like 10 years and they sold it for like $100 or something crazy. And our friend fixes motorcycles. He's a mechanic. He has 7 or 8 like bikes and scooters in his garage that he just fixes and tinkers with.
Okay.
It's his hobby. So we go, all right, we'll pay $100. Will you fix this up? That was 2 years ago. And he's been busy. And now he got to it. So now he brought it over. God. He's like, here's the bike. We co-own it with this mechanic guy.
Did he fix it? Is it running?
He drove it to our house.
You know how to ride a motorcycle?
Hell no.
Okay.
I wouldn't get caught dead on that. No, I don't know.
Do you remember were you working with me when I took the motorcycle class? And the first night I took the motorcycle class, I messed up my leg?
No.
Oh, that must have been when you were gone. I took it's expired now. I had a legit motorcycle license because I went through it. I took this whole class where I learned how to ride a motorcycle because I was going to get a Harley and I was going to be a biker, blah, 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 blah. And it was fun. I took the class. I'm glad I did. It was fun zipping around a parking lot. But, I still hold out hope that one day I'm going to have a three-wheeler Harley, like the old man Harley. That I wouldn't tip over. That would be fun.
Was the motorcycle class before or after you got assless chaps?
That was during, because I took the first class and I was like, I can't be here if I don't look the part. So I got some assless chaps and I got the really tight leather motorcycle gloves and I got some nice studded boots. And then afterward, I would just go to Village People practice.
How often do you have to practice to be a Village People?
We practiced a lot. I don't think we needed it. We just did it.
Yeah.
Just like to get together. The cowboy and the construction worker and the Indian and I just like to get together with the sailor. Huh. That was it. Yeah. Right. The Dentine Miracle says they're happy you beat down the LoJack system. Amazing how they charge $8 for something that the previous owner paid for. Oh yeah, it's already in the car.
Well, you want to activate it, don't you? We can't activate it for less than $800. That'd be like, you know, pushing a button. You know how long it takes us to push a button? We open a tab and then we got to push a button. That's at least $900. We're giving you a deal.
I don't know why you're buying your car from the King of the Hill, but Tammy's not a fan of cooking her ass on the heated seat, but it's great for people. I use it to keep my pizza warm on the way home too. When I go pick up a pizza in the winter, I crank up the passenger seat and just lay that pizza right on there.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's that.
So yeah. So now we have a 2.5 vehicles and none of them fit in the garage because half my garage is filled up with a table I'm working on.
Yeah, so. I was wondering about that table. So you got the table in there. Now you have two cars and a motorcycle. You have embraced suburbia 1,000%. You are every suburban dad cliche now. Mm-hmm. You got two cars. You got your midlife crisis motorcycle. Granted, it's a 125cc little Yamaha, but still, you're going to ging, 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 all the way up to Dairy Queen, and then you're going to start, you know, another 5 years, you're going to ging, 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 you're going to go up for your Blizzard, and then you're going to start trying to sweet-talk the girls at the Dairy Queen. Hey, how's senior year going? You're creepy. Ging, ging. I'm at my motorcycle. Ging. You head home, and your kids are like, oh, no, Dad's on the motorcycle again, and you got the leather jacket, and then you're wearing golf shorts with your shirt tucked in and you're walking around your backyard going, oh yeah, I need a little more seed over here. That's then you upgrade maybe a minivan next or a giant SUV. One of these days, you're gonna say to your wife, the climate's screwed and we can't help it. And you're going to get a giant SUV and you and the kids and the wife, then maybe you'll get a boat and you'll pull or a pop-up camper and you'll park that in your driveway. And the people in your neighborhood will go, oh God, are they ever going to move that monstrosity? And you're going, ying, 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 and you'll flip them off as you ride your little motorcycle down the street with your Ichabod Crane knees up by your ears. Cause the motorcycle's so tiny and you're so tall. Ying, 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 ying. That's what it's going to be like. I think.
Okay.
Just just theorizing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I don't think I'm gonna get a gas guzzler. I'm not allowed to get an SUV. We got a hybrid, Brian, specifically.
They make hybrid SUVs now.
Oh my God! All right, if there's a hybrid SUV. That's what's coming next.
I think you just get one that just burns tires. Then you have the kids in the back like stoking a furnace. And your son can just, that's how he, and then your son gets all yoked because all he does is throw tires in the burner to get the car rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. That's a lot to think about.
It is a lot. I paint a picture. Thank you, Zach.
Wait a second.
JP thinks it was leg day today because he says you got the sexy hair.
What's funny is, first of all, thank you. Second of all, I was supposed to do leg day today. I was supposed to do leg day, but I will only do leg day when my sweatpants are clean. I won't do it in shorts because the machines, the quad extension and hamstring, whatever, they're really scratchy and they're like sandpaper and they scratch my legs when I do it with shorts, and my sweatpants weren't clean, so I did arms today and tomorrow's leg day.
I thought you were gonna go with the flex, like I can't wear shorts when I'm squatting because Danny Dangler scrapes the floor.
How did you know Danny is my trainer's name?
Oh, I just guessed.
Oh, you said Daddy Dangler?
I said Danny Dangler.
Yeah, no, Danny's my trainer, but he's not doing that with me.
No, all right.
Weird. Weird.
Okay.
What were we just talking about?
I don't know. Your sweatpants were dirty.
Dude.
Do you only have one pair of sweatpants?
Yeah.
You got 87 jobs. Go to Walmart, spend $350, get yourself a pair of Hanes sweatpants.
Do you know how tall I am?
Yes.
Do you know how hard it
was to get? I do. I've stood right next to you.
Stretchy sweatpants that are long enough for a guy who's 6'4 to do squats in. It's hard.
Why don't you get some cheapy sweatpants and then cut them off like at the knee? And then you look like a hardcore weightlifter.
You're wearing
cut off sweatpants and grunting.
Then I'm already grunting enough.
Yeah, but then you'd be in, cut off sweatpants.
What if I just wore jorts?
You and John Cena at the gym. That would be sweet.
Those jorts that go down to my calves.
Get the really big wide ones, like the hip hop cholo guy, big wide jorts that look like you're wearing a bolero skirt, like a hoop skirt, like you're Scarlett O'Hara wearing jorts and doing your leg day.
Okay. Yeah. I can think of them as capri pants. In high school, I like raged against capri pants. Remember that trend?
Not on men.
Well, all the girls in high school wore a capri pants. I would lose my mind.
I didn't like capri. I'm not a fan of the capri pant. Unless you're a 70-year-old woman going to the beach or for an outing in the summer, then you can wear capri pants. If you're anywhere under 70, you shouldn't wear capri pants.
How about when I'm 70 and I'm standing in my backyard with my t-shirt tucked in, thinking about the SUVs, thinking I got to spread some seed over there.
Well, that's listen, that's when you get on the motorcycle, head into town and try to spread some seed there, too.
I've been trying to do that since I was 20. I don't know how that makes me more of a suburban dad.
Ging, ging, ging. And then you're going off to the country club. Ging, ging, ging. To meet up with your pals to play around. Play around. Yeah, talking to the 42-year-old MILFy waitress that you're trying to sweet talk while you grab yourself a cigar and a highball after your round.
Let's golf next summer.
All right.
I'll buy a set of clubs. Do you ever golf?
I haven't golfed in years. I bought Debbie a couple years ago a set of golf clubs for her birthday. They're still wrapped in the plastic that I bought them in. We were going to start golfing because I golfed badly. And we golfed a little when we were first dating. And then Molly left. And we were like, oh, well, you know what? We should golf because that'll give us something to do. And so I thought, this will be great. So I bought her a set of clubs in a nice bag. It's still in the garage. I'd be surprised if she pulled them out if the rubber grips haven't just dissolved from lack of use. And my clubs are probably 35 years old. They are, and they were, I didn't buy extended length clubs, which was a mistake.
Mm.
I bought, you know, I was broke and young and dumb.
Are they hybrid clubs?
No, they're not hybrid clubs. They're gas powered. The whole bag. I have one of those Rodney Dangerfield Caddyshack bags. I got a keg in there and a movie theater, and it drives itself, and I can ride it like a pony outside of a store where you put in a quarter, and you get that kind of thing. I got a big, big bag. I actually have a giant Looney Tunes golf bag. It was the coolest thing. They used to have Looney Tunes, Warner Brothers stores, and I can't remember if Debbie gave it to me for like Christmas or if I bought it myself. It's a Looney Tune golf bag and it weighs a bazillion pounds. I had a Looney Tunes umbrella that went with it. I had a Tasmanian Devil driver cover. I'm a lunatic.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I might keep the bag just because it's fun. I would have to get new clubs.
I declined the Tasmanian Devil decal upgrade on the car.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
That is a mistake.
Sorry.
You got to listen. I was talking to somebody about tattoos and how grateful I am that when I was in college, there were no tattoo parlors in Carbondale because I would have had like a giant Tasmanian Devil back piece. My dumb drunken ass. I would have put Taz on there. Taz on the front, animal from the Muppets on the front. Taz on the back, rather, animal on the front. Those were my spirit animals.
Party in the streets in a
it's like the weirdest tattoo mullet you could ever have. Party in the front, party in the back.
Psycho in the sheets. I don't even man, that's what can you imagine if a like you just ripped off your shirt while you were like getting intimate with a lady and then she just turn around, she sees in the mirror a giant Tasmanian devil on your back. just like
meanwhile, she's seeing, you know, because I know we're in a bed that has a mirror over it, because we're at some cheap some hot sheet hotel. So she looks up in horror, not because she's with me or under me, but because she looks up and in the mirror, she sees the Tasmanian devil. And as she tries to avert her eyes, there's animal from the Muppets right on my chest. There's nowhere that she can look. She's there willingly. This is all consensual. And yet she is terrified beyond her worst nightmares. My good friend, Steve, who I've known since college, he's confirming. Yeah, I would have had the dumb tattoo with the rainbow wig, which was the rainbow wig was my calling card at basketball and football games. So
I think you've talked about that.
I have talked about that, being a big fan. But yeah, that's why. So I'm sorry you didn't get the decal on your car. See, you probably forgot how we got into that. But
me too. A lot of this is a really natural lead into my other story, but we got to get to your
story. What's your other story?
It's going to take too long. So
is it really?
Yes.
Can you hint at the topic? The dietary needs? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Listen, let's go with that. Cause mine, you know, all right, I'll give you a quick, here's quick. Gidget is over 13 years old. You've heard Gidget here during the podcast, sometimes whining, howling, talking to me, whatever. Every pet owner knows when your pets get to a certain age, when they get sick, you immediately start to wonder if this is the sickness. So the other day, Tuesday, she's fine. Wednesday, she's just staring into space and she won't eat or drink. And I'm like, oh, this is good. But so she's never really, like, she always has been very picky about eating. Some days she'll eat everything. Some days she won't eat at all. And that's been the way we've had her since she was born. So that's nothing new. But she was just like staring and out of it, you know. Then Thursday,
and you didn't have the bears on the TV.
No, she doesn't know. I have it on my other monitor right now, watching the bears. But there's a bunch right at the falls, and I've seen them eating all day. But that's neither here nor there. No, she was just out of it. And Thursday, here's how we know Gidget is not doing well. Gidget is a cocktail party dog, which means she will eat treats all day. That's it. She could forego food as long as she had treats. She likes, Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, she would not take a treat. Thursday, she took two treats. So Friday, Debbie and I decided on Thursday, okay, we got to take her to the vet tomorrow. So since we moved, first of all, our vet's retired. We had gone to the same vet from our first dog 30 years ago that my family had gone to forever. When we came back from California, we would drive from wherever we lived to this vet. They retired. So we've been like between vets, but we've been using one that was right by the house. We've only really needed them in an emergency twice. The first time, they couldn't have cared less, weren't going to try to get us in. Friday, same thing. Couldn't have cared less. We can't see her for a week. Well, she's really bad like right now. So how about... So Debbie hangs up. She called a couple places. She got a recommendation. And then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. I know somebody who's a friend of ours that has a dog, a new dog, who had an old dog that unfortunately passed away. Let me call her and see where she takes her dog. So I call. She tells me. I call this vet, and I'm like, hey, so-and-so told me to give you a call. Here's the situation. Like, all right, hold on a minute. Okay, we can squeeze you in today at 3. Fantastic. So long story short, we go over, and the vet is really nice. Everything was great at the office. Got us right in, took care of it. Long story short, Gidget has early stage doggy dementia.
That's a thing?
They said they just, like in the last few years, it's become a thing. So that's not... The reason she wasn't eating and stuff, the vet thought it was like a stomach bug. So she was a little dehydrated. They give dogs fluid like right under their skin. So there's like a big bubble that then dissipates. We get home and they gave her some anti-nausea medicine. By the time we get home, she wanted to eat everything in the house. She ate all the food. She ate treats. She was drinking water. The next day, things were... better. Now she's back to being herself. The dementia thing, because she's like, she's got cataracts, she's losing her hearing. She can still see. The vet was like, yeah, it's kind of like, it's not crystal clear, it's kind of like shower glass maybe, but she can still see, and she still hears enough. She can hear, like if we whistle or if we clap our hands, then she hears us. So overall, she's old. That's it. I mean, we knew she was old. They did all the blood work and all of that was fine, but it's like, we've been very fortunate. All the dogs we've had, we've rescued, and they've all been mutts, and they've all been really low maintenance.
Wow.
They don't really get sick. They, every year it's the shots, it's heartworm medicine, but we're not going to the vet all the time, 'cause they're, they're healthy for the most part.
Well, you're giving them plenty of ivermectin, right?
Oh, man, I horse tranquilize those dogs and myself. It's a whole family ritual. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., we line it up and we ivermect them.
7 p.m. specifically.
7 p.m. on the dot. The minute Pat Sajak says, we'll see you again tomorrow, right up the pooper goes the ivermectin.
And that's all the reason we didn't stop by your house after we bought the car.
Was it 7 o'clock?
It was 7 o'clock.
Oh, see, it's ivermectin time. I can't answer the door. Right. None of us have pants on. Dogs, nobody. We're right up there. Everything's good. So thankfully, Gidget is fine. She is back to being her annoying old self.
Oh, good.
Where she wants what she wants, and if she doesn't get it, She's gonna whine. Last night, I was looking forward to watching a little TV. I'd been working all day in my daddy's garage, driving all night, chasing some mirage. And then I went into the kitchen to put the coffee, to set the coffee pot up for the morning and all this. And I came back. Guess who was in the big chair? Yeah, Gidget. Just curled up in the big chair. It's my big chair. It's where I was going to watch TV. So I was just like, I guess it's bedtime for me. So I turned everything off and I was like, I'll leave her there. She's old, you know, what the hell? I'll go upstairs.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Quickly. We can always come back to this.
Speaking of ivermectin, you're going to punch a Republican next week.
Oh, no. Wednesday. I'm not going to punch anybody, I don't think. Mm. Yes. Oh, I've decided. So Wednesday is the Republican debate, the primary debate, first debate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Fiserv Forum. I got an email today from the building, from our office administrator, that because we're in a place called The Avenue and there's a Third Street food court or third, I don't know what they call it.
We refers to the radio station where Brian does radio
shifts. WTMJ.
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Yes.
WTMJ. So since WTMJ has moved into this building, we have some studios with windows that look out into this Third Street. I forget what they call it. It's like a food hall, Third Street food hall. The point is the RNC has rented that whole thing out for Wednesday's big after party. And
are you going to go?
No, but I'm going to be in the window. They're going to be looking at me as I do my show. Because my show is supposed to be done at 9, and then they're going to do, they're doing a big post-debate show, but there was a weird hour that they hadn't put in the schedule that they were going to run some syndicated thing. I go, do you want me to just stay on? He goes, oh, why didn't I? My boss goes, I should have thought of that. I go, well, I thought of it. You want? So I'm going to be on when the RNC is there, and, you know, all the are going to be there.
What? All the Republicans. What noises were those?
That was my Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert noise.
Dude, on the plus side, there's some fine Republican gals. You turn on Fox News, they got hot blonde cougars.
It's going to be crazy. So yeah, we got one guy. One of our reporters is going to be in the spin room, so I'll be talking to him. I said, what do you do in the spin room? He goes, I don't know. I've never been in one. He said, I hope we actually do spin around. I was like, if they don't give you sitting spins, this is going to be a wasted night.
Wow.
So that'll be fun. And help me with this, Cody. You're a producer.
You were right the first time. I'm an executive producer. Yeah, I'm an executive.
Award-winning.
Why did he walk that producer. Back? I'm an award-winning executive producer and host.
If I may avail myself of your expertise as an award-winning executive producer.
Yeah.
What would you hold up to a window to lure a Republican into your den? Probably a drunk Republican.
Ivermectin. Bring in your dogs and do the ivermectin thing with your pants off.
Well, that'll be Wednesday. We'll be a day off. I don't know if it'll throw off my whole medical thing if I do it on Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
No, put a syringe on the floor with a piece of paper labeled ivermectin with an arrow pointing towards it, and then a shoebox tilted over it with a stick holding it up. In case they want to come into it and then they fall in, do that. It's so low budget. I have needles.
I
Your
like
wife
that
has
one.
Needles.
What if I just print out a bunch of papers and do the same but have Hillary's emails?
Oh,
little post-its that said Hillary's emails.
Hmm.
Or a laptop. I just leave a broken laptop outside. And then as they come to it, I just lure them in with a twine. Because we were told we have to enter our part of the building through the second floor main door. We can't, because the studios are on the first floor. The offices are on the second floor. And normally, I don't want to climb the stairs. Plus, I don't need anybody upstairs in the offices. I just come right in the door, literally right next to the studio. I walk in, and there's no escalators, Gina. We don't have escalators. but I can't come in that way. So I have to come in through the top, which is fine. But then now I will be hovering above them at one point, but I'll be broadcasting on their level.
Mm. We're a wig. Yeah. We're a long blonde wig going drag.
So. Wow. Yeah. What if I just hire some drag performers to be in the studio with me?
Dude, you want to
a couple drag performers, a trans woman,
or man, dude,
sure, it could be a trans man too.
If you want to scare them away, put up a Black Lives Matter sign.
Well, here's the thing. The other station, we have three stations in our group. WTMJ, which is the one I'm on, ESPN, which is ESPN,
and sports.
And the truth. The truth is urban talk. And it's the entire staff, our hosts and all the hosts are African American. And so that's another window. So they may be scared away from some of them may be scared away from that window because there's, you know, black people with opinions and they can voice them without getting, you know, beaten.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're not in Milwaukee, an urban talk station, not real right leaning.
Probably not. They've done very well. And actually our Wisconsin's afternoon news anchor and one of their hosts are co-hosting the post debate thing and it'll be simulcast on both stations.
Wow. Who's, yeah. I didn't even know the election isn't, wait a minute.
What are you confused about?
When is the election? Isn't it November?
November 24, a year from November.
And there's a debate now?
These are the primaries, yes, because there's, I think, 9 or 10 Republicans trying to become the nominee for president.
No, because March Madness is when they decide usually the nominee, right?
Yes, they, you know, that's why all the office pools happen, and we all, you know, we all bet.
Just put a cardboard cutout of Tucker Carlson and a cardboard cutout of Trump in the window.
And then what? As I leave, I just knock the heads off with a bat.
Are you not impressed by my knowledge that's the thing?
I'm very impressed. Steve says, put a picture of Hunter's hog. They're all fascinated by it. Could be. I don't know if I'd still have a job on Thursday, but, you know, I agree with the sentiment. Yeah. So it's, I don't know. Who's that? Chris Christie and Pence and, what's her name? Nikki Haley and the guy who rapped at the Iowa State Fair and Ron DeSantis. They'll all be there.
I have no idea who's running. I
just named
him. Mike Pence is running?
He's in the primary for the Republican nomination, yes.
Well, he's like Joe Biden if he wore a red tie and had less charisma and was just slightly less about to die. Like,
and was wasn't afraid to be in a room with women.
DeSantis, didn't he get like crushed? Doesn't everybody hate him now because they realize how much of a piece of trash he is? He's not.
Yeah,
doing
but
well, he, right?
Yeah, but he's got a. Yeah, no, nobody's doing well except you know who. And
my God, what a joke of a party that a guy that might be in prison soon is like the leading dude. Like
four indictments, baby.
Oh my God, what a this country is garbage. Oh my God. All right, here's.
Do you want to come up and sit in?
Mark the tape, Brian. All right, listener. I know.
Listener.
Slash, dude. All right, no. We need to call. We need to.
Dress as Ron DeSantis.
Hold. Rhonda.
Rhonda Santis, yes.
Listen. I am not going to do a repeat of what I did on this podcast in 2020.
Okay.
When I went on insane political tirades about how much I hate this country and how great socialism is and or whatever I've done. I have said things where I look back and I'm like, if Max Armstrong heard that, I would feel so bad because I actually respect him. Like, we have some people that listen. Actually, most of our listeners now in the chat, I respect. There's a lot of people I like. I'm going to try not to ruin the.
Oh, boy. Wow, and your feed cut off. Oh, then, all right, you're back.
I did not promote Reality Is May Vary to anyone for like 2 years because every time we stopped recording, I felt.
Oh, no, you're freezing. This is not a government conspiracy.
Terrible about the things that I said. Nothing can be shared. So I'll try to have some chill. And as you know, I don't know who a single candidate is. So that'll be easier because I have my head buried in the sand and I don't sleep. All I do is work and hang out with my kids.
And your man Bernie's not running this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, this sucks, but.
I wish we could get somebody who was like 50 to run.
50 what? Like points?
Years old. No, just somebody who's not, you know, the crypt keeper.
Oh, like a hybrid candidate?
No, like a younger candidate with a little vim and some vigor.
I mean, should I just randomly say I'd vote for AOC, having not followed any of her career for 3 years and just knowing that she has a good social media presence and is really hot? That's all I know about her. She's really hot, like super hot.
Do you think
like,
so?
Hotter than a, okay, not that hot, but like she's definitely above, she's like, she's a step above some Hollywood like hotties, right? Like she's very attractive and that makes me want to vote for her.
All right. Listen, there's worse reasons.
Brian, I'm already doing it. I'm already saying things I regret. I'm not sharing this episode now. Why did I say that?
I don't know. I was just talking about luring Republicans into my den.
I don't even
know what I was going to do with them once I got them.
Well, you do the ivermectin. Do you do the ivermectin dance when you do it?
No, I would taunt them with vaccines.
Oh,
my God. I would get vaccinated.
Oh, my God. Tell them I wear a shirt that says I got vaccinated and then like just like walk at them like a boogeyman and they'll all run screaming and knocking over tables.
I do have a face mask that says I'm vaccinated.
Oh, wear the face mask during the show while you're alone in the studio. They'll lose their minds. It's a fine line because you don't want to give them something that's so absurd that they're like pointing and laughing and it's a source of entertainment for them.
Well, they would love my liberal tears if they mocked me and I began to cry.
Can you dress like a physical snowflake?
I could just bring in snowflakes from like Christmas decorations and put them all over.
Can I just say, I did not. The thing that I said about AOC was very inappropriate. It was just dumb and it came into my head.
You know what? You'll be canceled tomorrow.
I will. Fine. I was a big fan of her political actual career for the 6 months that I cared about politics in 2020. I was. It is also notable
how relatively
attractive she is to people like Dianne Feinstein and others who are literal crypt keepers.
They are
like
twice her age.
Tales from the crypt. Ah, I'm in the Senate. Just kidding. That's a sentence. They can't construe a whole sentence. It's her and the other one. There's a guy. Oh, the freaking McConnell. McConnell's like basically that too. My brain doesn't work. Like,
you mean the guy who literally had a stroke standing at the podium?
They're zombies. Most of the people in the Senate are like dying, literally. They're being propped up by their like 700 assistants. It's
Would
so
you like a shovel to keep digging this hole, or are you just gonna, you know, keep clawing away at it?
So remember when I said I'm gonna try not to go on political rants?
Yeah, like, I remember that. It was like a minute and a half ago.
I've definitely either offended someone or upset someone or annoyed someone or made someone think less of me. I didn't even know there was a debate Wednesday before 10 minutes ago. So this, you got to reel me in. They're putting a moratorium. We're putting a moratorium on any politics unless you're literally across the glass from a party.
That's the only reason I thought, like, the proximity of me to the entire RNC. Everybody, they're all there. Everybody, you know?
Yeah, they're that will be fun. I still like the idea of the syringe with the box with the shoebox and the stick holding it up.
You never know. All right, listen. Can you give us a hint on your dietary thing for next week?
Tune in next week. It's gonna be
We'll shelve it. Write it down. Please remember to write it down.
Do you have any beers to share from?
No, I went to the largest zero waste craft beer fest in the Midwest. Zero waste. I was very confused when I had to throw a couple things away because there was compost, landfill, and something else. Three different cans, and they were all, you could only get rid of garbage unless you threw it on the ground or in a bush. You had to put it in, they had these big things set up in different spots around the fest. This was in Oak Park, the Oak Park Microbrew Review. I did try from Will County Brewing, a caramel macchiato amber ale, which was delicious. It was very, very good.
That sounds amazing.
And I tried it. What, and the nice thing was, it wasn't sweet. It wasn't like heavy or syrupy. It was a nice amber ale. I tried something really good from Funky Town Brewing. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it had some orange and some. It was that was very good. There were only a couple I tried that I was like, but I was working. It was a working fest, but I did imbibe a little bit.
All right, you said the Will County Brewing for that.
Will County Brewing. There was good stuff from a lot of people. Had a nice Kishwaukee. Had a couple beers that are. They had a brown ale, and then they had an Oktoberfest. So I had the Oktoberfest first, and it was real good. And I went back, and I had their brown ale, which was a silver medalist at the World Beer Cup. So that was really good. I know SIU has a brewing major, which is unfortunate, because if they had had it, that, you know, again, timing is everything. Who knew that my love of craft beer could now be a thing? You know, now I just have to drink it. I can't make money off it. But and supposedly Southern's program is really good. They released a beer down in that area. It was a collaboration, and it got great reviews. So next time I'm down there, I'm going to have to drink some Southern beer. Tight. But there was a lot. So I met a lot of nice brewers and had some beers, and it was fantastic. So cool. That's that. Now we shorty tonight. But we started late, so that's all I got. And I'm very curious next week about this dietary conundrum at your house.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be very interactive. Cannot so I wait. Encourage people to watch live. Yeah, we're back next Monday, same bat time, same bat
channel.
Crazy.
Yes. All right. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and follow. Tell your friends. Spread the word. We're here doing it. And you should be there listening to it. There, that's the new motto. I'm out. Cody?
Get out there and vote. Bye.